在线英语学习，让学英语更简单。欢迎收听可可英语。
The world this week, business.
Alibaba took its IPO to investors in a roadshow, having priced the offering at between $60 and $66 a share.This could value the Chinese e-commerce firm at around $160 billion when it lists in New York, which is close to Amazon's current market valuation. With the reports that its order book is already full, Alibaba is likely to raise $20 billion or more on its stock market debut and possibly be the most lucrative IPO ever.
Rocket Internet, a firm in Berlin that specializes in backing e-commerce startups, announced that it would float on the Frankfurt Exchange by the end of the year.It hopes to raise €750 million, that's $970 million, which would make its IPO Germany's biggest this year.
Europe's stock markets reacted positively to the European Central Bank's decision to cut its benchmark interest rate to 0.05% and adjust its rate on bank deposits to minus 0.2%. It is also to start a program of buying asset-backed securities.With the ECB loosening monetary policy and the Federal Reserve moving in the opposite direction towards a rate rise, the dollar continued to strengthen, reaching a 14-month high against the euro.
As expected, Joaquin Almunia, the European Union's competition regulator, asked Google to offer new concessions in an antitrust settlement that had been reached in February about its search business in Europe.Mr. Almunia said that the reaction from Google's competitors had been very, very negative. He is leaving the job in November and will be replaced by Denmark's Margrethe Vestager.
BP's share price recovered somewhat from its hammering on September 4th when a judge issued a long-awaited ruling and found it grossly negligent for the Gulf of Mexico oil spill in 2010, which leaves it exposed to fines of up to $18 billion.Halliburton and Transocean, which were also involved in the Deepwater Horizon project, were found to be negligent but not grossly so.
Jack Lew, America's Treasury Secretary, once again urged Congress to pass legislation to stop tax inversion takeovers, warning that the relocation of American corporate profits to lower-taxed countries threatened the progress made on reducing the budget deficit.Mr. Liu wants a broad reform of business taxes, which he acknowledges are distorted.
Amid the usual hoopla, Apple launched the iPhone 6 and its first smartwatch, simply called the Apple Watch. The premium version of the iPhone 6 has a bigger 14-centimetre, that's 5.5-inch screen, a nod to the growing phablet market. Apple's latest devices can also be used to make contactless payments in shops.It was Apple's biggest product launch since the iPad, though wireless payments and smartwatches are not new and have so far failed to grip the imagination of consumers.
Fiat Chrysler announced that Luca Cordero di Montezemolo is to step down as chairman of its Ferrari division after 23 years in the job. He had repeatedly clashed over strategy with Sergio Marchionne, Fiat's boss, who wants to integrate Ferrari's technology with Fiat's premium cars as competition with rivals moves up a gear. Mr. Montezemolo will depart on October 13th, the same day that Fiat Chrysler lists in New York.
Carlos Slim added to the recent flurry of activity in Brazil's telecoms industry when his América Móvil confirmed it was in talks to join a venture to buy TIM Participa Soys.TIM is owned by Telecom Italia, which insists the business is core to its strategy. The Italian firm was rebuffed last month in its bid to buy GVT, another Brazilian phone company.
General Electric sold its electrical appliances business, which has supplied affordable washing machines and fridges to many American homes for decades, to Electrolux of Sweden for $3.3 billion.This is part of the conglomerate strategy under Jeff Immelt to sell off its less profitable or unwieldy ventures in order to focus on engineering and aerospace.
Matthew Martoma, a former analyst at SAC Capital, was given a 9-year sentence for insider trading, one of the longest prison terms handed down to date for the crime. The hedge fund, which is run by Stephen Cohen, has already pleaded guilty in the case, in which it traded shares in two drugs companies conducting experimental work on a cure for Alzheimer's after receiving tip-offs.
Ryanair, Europe's biggest budget airline, ordered 100 of Boeing's new 737 MAX aircraft, with an option to buy 100 more, as it forecasts that it would carry 150 million passengers in 2024, almost double the number today. The airline also persuaded Boeing to squeeze in 8 extra seats, which it describes as slimline.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。